all that's done and will never change. And that's what Paul, that's how Paul's encouraging the Colossians tonight here in chapter 1, verse 12. Remember last time, we were reminded that God wants us to keep growing as Christians. Amen. He wants us to keep growing in the knowledge, in verse 9, knowledge of his will. He wants us to keep growing and growing that we might walk worthy. But then he stops here in verses 12 to 14 and reminds us all that he's already done for us. And therefore, there's no reason to not grow. Amen. Verse 12, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us unto the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. So tonight we talk about the fact that we are delivered and translated. Let's pray. Lord, how we love you, and we thank you for your precious word. Pray that tonight the Holy Spirit would use it in our lives, and Lord, that we would grow through it. May you be glorified and guide us. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm suspecting that Michael turned this down for Brother Paul. No matter how close I put it to my mouth, you can't hear me. Anyway, I'll just talk loud because I don't have the app to turn it up. Anyway, look at all that God's done just in this few verses, because next week is all about Jesus. Next week is all about the preeminence of our Savior, that he made the universe and he holds it together. But here Paul's reminding us some of the things we should be thankful for that have already happened for us that are Christians. And the first thing he says there in verse 12 is he's made us meet. Now that word meet means to be prepared or ready. God's already done that work in our hearts and lives. Now, are we in heaven yet? No. Are we like Jesus yet? No. God's developing us, like we saw in the passage last time. He's growing us, conforming us, but it's already done. Heaven's already our home. We're already going there. And he has made us meet. He's already in his, of course, time means nothing to God. In his mind's eye, we're already meet or prepared or ready for heaven. Why? Because we have Jesus. Amen. We have his righteousness. And therefore, that will never change. And when we stand before God, go to 2 Corinthians 5:21. When we stand before God, why will he allow us into heaven? Because of the things that we've done? No. Because of who we trusted and who we now have, and that's Jesus. Amen. 2 Corinthians 5:21, for he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. We're already meet. We're already prepared. We're already righteous in Jesus Christ. Look at Ephesians 1:6, if you would. We've looked at this before, where God teaches that when God looks at us, he sees us in Christ, but he already sees us in heaven. Now, for us, time is everything, isn't it? For God, time is nothing. Ephesians 1:6, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. We don't have to do anything to be acceptable to God. We are already acceptable to God because we're in Christ. We already have Christ's righteousness. We're already prepared. We're already meet for heaven. It's done. And so the first thing that we're to be thankful for here is that he hath made us meet. He's made us ready for heaven. The second thing, verse 12 of Colossians 1, is that we get to be partakers of an inheritance. Now, we certainly didn't deserve that part, did we? I mean, the fact that we get to escape hell and go to heaven is enough. But, of course, when God does something, God does it all the way, doesn't he? And we are now partakers of an inheritance. Now, in 1 Peter 1, if you want to turn there, verse 1 Peter 1:4, God talks a little bit about the inheritance, but the Bible doesn't talk a lot about the inheritance, does it? It mentions crowns. It mentions a mansion in John chapter 14. But God doesn't go into a lot of detail, because he does tell us, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. In other words, it's better than we can imagine. Amen. 1 Peter 1:4, to an inheritance, look at God's description, incorruptible, undefiled, fadeth not away, and reserved in heaven. That's all done. We've already been made meet for heaven, and we are now already, it doesn't say we will be partakers, it says we are partakers. Remember, we're told in the scriptures, Romans, that we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. So this inheritance is incorruptible, undefiled, faith not away, it's reserved. Every one of us has an inheritance reserved. Why? Because of Jesus. Amen? Because we have Jesus Christ. So he tells us we're to be giving thanks that we've been made meet or prepared for heaven, that we are partakers in the inheritance. But verse 13, it says we've been delivered from the power of darkness. It says he hath delivered us. We've already been delivered from the power of darkness. Now here on earth, experientially, we still battle the devil. We still battle the world, but we've already been delivered. It's already done. Look at Hebrews 2, if you would, verse 14. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. Where God says that Jesus Christ defeated the devil at Calvary. Hebrews chapter 2, 14. That through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. We have been delivered. It's already done. Amen? Doesn't the Bible say 1 John 5:4, this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith? It's already done. We've already been delivered. You know why? Because Jesus is called the Deliverer in Romans chapter 11. That's one of his names, the Deliverer, Romans 11, 26. So we've already been delivered. We've already become partakers of God's inheritance. We've already been made meet for heaven. But 13 is my favorite, the second half, translated. And that's our title tonight, Delivered and Translated. We have been delivered from the power of darkness, and we've been translated into the kingdom of his dear son. Now, this kingdom is kind of a dual thing, isn't it? We've already been put into the kingdom of God. And then we get to come back with Christ in Revelation 19 and rule and reign with Jesus Christ in the kingdom of heaven. So we get to be partakers of both kingdoms. And we've already been translated. Look at Ephesians 2, 6, if you would. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6. And so the next time the devil tries to distract us with trials and problems and whatever, we've already been delivered. We've already been translated. That's done. So do we have a place as Christians to get despondent or depressed or whatever? No. We're already delivered. We're already translated. And that never changes. Ephesians 2, 6. He hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That's why God tells us in Colossians 3, if you be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things of the earth, for ye are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. It's already done. We've already been delivered. We've already been translated. That happened the day we got saved. And the devil can't take that away from us. Amen? Never forget that. You're already meet. In other words, prepared for heaven. You're already a partaker of God's inheritance. You're already delivered. And you're already translated. And verse 14 of Colossians 1, you're already redeemed. It's not that you will be redeemed. We are redeemed. Amen? It's done. We are redeemed. How? Through his blood. Amen? Colossians 1:14, by the way, is a great verse to show That's just another example of a verse to show people who want to use other versions, because it's missing just those three words. They're kind of important, through his blood. In all the new modern Bibles, it just says, in whom we have redemption, according to the riches of his grace. Or sorry, even the forgiveness of sins, but it just takes out those three words. Well, those are the most important three words. How do we get redeemed? There's no other way but through the blood of Jesus Christ. That the power of that blood, we talked about in Epitadu a few Sundays ago. That blood, look at Ephesians 1:7, is what redeems us. It's what purchases us back from sin, back from the power of the devil, is the blood of Jesus Christ. And it's already done. The blood was shed 2,000 years ago. If you're saved, you're redeemed. Ephesians 1:7, in whom we have redemption through his blood. It is through the blood of Jesus Christ that we have redemption, and the last one in Colossians 1:14, forgiveness of sins. All of these things happened the day that we got saved. It's amazing, isn't it? You've heard me say it before, but we spend the rest of our Christian lives finding out what happened on that day. And all these things done. We're meet. We're prepared for heaven. We have an inheritance. We've already been delivered from the power of darkness. We've already been translated into the kingdom of his dear Son. Right? Jesus said, except a man be born again, he shall not, what? See the kingdom of God. And we've been redeemed already through the blood of Jesus Christ. We've been forgiven. What have we been forgiven? Look at Colossians chapter 2, where God details which sins he chose to forgive the day we got saved. Colossians 2:13, and you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you, how many? All. I love that verse. All trespasses. Hallelujah. So remember, you're already delivered. You're already translated. Not that you will be, it's done. Now, yes, we're still fighting battles here on earth with the flesh, with the world, with the devil, but it's all done. The devil can't take any of this away from us. It's all finished. When Jesus said it is finished, all this was finished. And the day we trusted Christ, it was done. We were prepared for heaven. Our inheritance is waiting for us. It's reserved, as we read there in 1 Peter 1:4. We've been delivered from the power of darkness. We've been translated into the kingdom of Jesus Christ. We've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. And he has forgiven us all trespasses. All done. So how could we ever have a place to get despondent or down or depressed or angry with God when all this stuff's already been done for us? Hallelujah. That's why we should live the victorious Christian life, because we already have been given it. Jesus said, I came to give them life more abundantly in John 10:10. So we have been delivered and we have been translated. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's pray. Lord, we love you. We thank you for this beautiful passage, reminder tonight, all these beautiful things you've done for us, Lord, the day we trusted Christ as Savior. I pray, Lord, that now we would live what is already true, live a life of deliverance, of translation, a life of victory for Jesus Christ. And Lord, when the devil tries to distract us, we would stop and realize that's all he's doing. He's just trying to distract us from what is already true. And I pray that you would continue to work in our lives here on earth to conform us to the image of Jesus Christ until that day comes that you choose to make all this complete. Thank you. We love you in Jesus.